Our New Testament reading for today is from the Gospel of St. John, the first chapter, verses 19 through 34. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" he confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then, are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you?" "We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Then why are you baptizing if you are neither the Christ nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." These things took place in Bethany, across the Jordan where John was baptizing. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes one who ranks before me,' because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John bore witness, "I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and bore witness that this is the Son of God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Dan Wing from Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Sweet Springs, Missouri.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our Lord, we focus on verse 29 of our gospel reading from John chapter 1. John, the Gospel, the Apostle, the Disciple, writes as John the Baptist speaks, "The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" We meditate upon these words for just a few moments. The end of January marks that one event where all the nation gathers together to hear a president address the nation. What is the state of the union? Well, it depends upon how your checking account looks, I guess. But I look forward always to this event each year, not necessarily because of what the president has to say, but because of that moment, that announcing that the president is about to enter into the House of Representatives. The sergeant at arms speaks those words as he enters in through those doors, "Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States." And the doors open, and there he is, the man of the hour, walking into that place to speak to a nation that longs to hear from her leader. John the Baptist doesn't have doors, nor does he have cameras and politicians gathered around, but instead the crowds who have gathered at those banks of the River Jordan to hear him preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand," and to be baptized as well. But this day is different. He proclaims something that the world has longed to hear for so many years, going all the way back to that promise from God to our first parents, Adam and Eve, in the garden after they had fallen into disobedience and had sinned. The proclamation is simple. It's one sentence, but it speaks so much. "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away your sin." Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, you and I also need to hear this good news. For our hearts are low and troubled. What will become of this nation? what will become of my home? Some of you are in the midst of financial struggles and woes. Some of you have perhaps even lost your own homes. Maybe some of you are dealing with the loss of a loved one. Perhaps some of you have even had to say goodbye to your children as they head off to school, as they head off to college. Yes, even as they perhaps head off to eternal life. You and I come face to face with sin and the reality of sin. As we have proclaimed to us by Paul in Romans chapter 6, for the wages of sin is death. And it seems as though we are faced with death at every turn. But there is hope. And there is promise. As John the Baptist proclaims at those river banks, so also may your hearts have proclaimed to them this day that you and I behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We do not see him face to face, but we are joined with him in even a more intimate way as we are joined with him in his death upon that cross in our baptisms, as we die to sin. And as we rise up then from that water, we are changed and we walk in the newness of life. He has sought us out to be his very own. You and I can rejoice that he has entered into our world. Just as the president enters into that House of Representatives to declare news to us, to declare a plan to us, so also we have God's plan set before us. As Paul declares it to you and to me, to the entire world in Romans 5 verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ Jesus died for us.
We thank Pastor Dan Wing from Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Sweet Springs, Missouri, for today's meditation on God's Word.